Hello and welcome to Inbound Raleigh, a podcast about transportation and transit in the City of Oaks. I'm your host, Jennifer. Today on our show, we've got a quick update about BRT. There are two public meetings coming up this month, so I thought we'd better explain what those are all about. If you're still not sure what BRT is, you should attend these meetings and learn more. Today, I'm joined by Jason Harden of the City's Planning Department. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Thanks. It's really good to be here.
So first, give us a general overview about where BRT is right now. I think most of my listeners are probably familiar with at least the concept.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's a great question. So BRT, Bus Rapid Transit, I would say, and we're going to talk a lot over the coming months and years about some of the details and design, but in terms of the big picture, we're a long ways along in realizing BRT in Raleigh. We've got one of the biggest obstacles cleared, which is local funding, which happened in 2016 with the passage of the sales tax referendum. So in terms of being prepared to start implementing BRT, we've done a lot of the hard work as a community already.
So there's two meetings coming up, but my understanding is they're a little bit different in their goals. So let's talk about those. First, when are they?
Yeah, that's right. And they are fairly different in their goals. I think probably most of your listeners would be interested in both of them. But where and when they are, the first meeting coming up will be on June 6th. And that meeting is for a plan process that we're calling equitable development around transit. So it is focused not on the transit per se so much, although we'll talk about it, but more about what happens around transit, around the bus rapid transit corridors and stations. That will be at the convention center in June 6th. It'll be mostly an open house format, start at 4 o'clock, go until 8:30. There will be a formal presentation with slides and everything, and I'll be talking through some of the issues that the plan will address. That will start at 6:30. So that's the first of those two meetings. The second is focused, just talked about planning around transit. The second is focused directly on the transit. So for people who really want to get into the details of, is it going to be center running or curb running? What will the stations look like? This is for them. And it's going to focus on the New Bern corridor. That's going to take place on June 25th at Martin Street Baptist Church. That's also going to be open house format. Start at 4 o'clock, go through 7 o'clock. There won't be any kind of formal presentation. That'll be just drop in. And so both these meetings are kicking off those respective processes. So at both of them, there will be a lot of introduction about what is BRT, what are the goals of this process, and some opportunities for people to ask questions, to learn a lot, and to start to provide some feedback.
Cool. Very cool. So I understand there's going to be childcare at the meeting June 6th, which I got pretty excited about. How about that other meeting, June 25th? Do you know if there'll be childcare?
There will be a children's activity table. We always want to make it easy for people to not just attend meetings, but to participate in planning processes, period. So we know oftentimes people are taking care of children, so we want it to be easy to bring them along. And, of course, they're welcome to check out the materials and maps and participate as well. But if it's easier to leave them at a table and let them do some coloring, that's
That's what works for my four-year-old. I didn't seem to care about the maps last time I went.
That's right. So that is there for people.
The last BRT meeting I attended, and I'm hearing a little bit about this, that there's some confusion about the BRT along New Bern and what that means. And Thursday's meeting is going to talk a bit about land use, which I feel like is part of the concern. Can you talk about some of the things you're hearing about what's going on over there that maybe aren't true?
I don't know that I necessarily heard things that aren't true, but I definitely know that there's a lot of questions in people's minds, both about what does this look like. This is a bus rapid transit is a new concept for the city. I think you can say the words and provide a little description, but it's still hard to get across what it's going to look and feel like, especially when you're using it. So I would say one of the biggest opportunities that we have is to help people understand just what a difference it will make in terms of getting around. It's not something that I totally understood until I actually used BRT myself in Arlington, relatively new project that they have there. And it's just astonishing how different it feels to have the bus go through the traffic lights because it has signal priority, to have its own lanes. it feels like rail transit in some cases. So I think, one, people want to understand what does it mean, what effect would it have on local buses, what will the stops look like, where will they be? And then I know there's also questions about land use near bus rapid transit, and that's the purpose of the equitable development around transit process, to explore that conversation, to get a lot of feedback from people. People, I'm sure, have questions about the scale of development, about housing affordability, about just what kind of changes might be in store, really whether or not BRT is a part of that conversation or not. There's changes going on. But certainly with that project, people just have some questions. And we want to answer those questions and also have a lot of questions for them and want to make sure that we get that feedback and input.
Okay. Have you heard from people who are concerned that maybe it's not going to work for whatever reason? I feel like I'm hearing that as the opposite concern.
I would ask you what kind of concerns you've been hearing along those lines.
Thursday's meeting is about the land use. So are we going to be dense enough? Are we going to have people who are going to ride this thing?
Mm-hmm. I think we feel pretty confident about ridership. One of the challenges, though, certainly is maximizing investment.
Sure.
So that does involve thinking about not just the transit itself, but also land use. But so I would say, in terms of ridership to support bus rapid transit, there's certainly we want to make it easy for people to use the system and think about land uses near transit station. It doesn't mean that every station area has to be incredibly dense.
Oh, sure.
There would be a range of densities, just like we see now downtown as part of that New Bern corridor. It's more dense, and then you have a range of commercial areas, a lot of residential along that corridor. So getting to land use policy involves a lot of conversation with residents, and there are definitely some opportunities to consider places where more density makes sense and can fit. It doesn't necessarily mean that there has to be some minimum number of stories throughout an entire corridor. I don't think that's the way people are looking at it.
Okay. So what are the next steps to get BRT installed?
Next steps, well, there's a few of them. I think on the technical level, or I'll say on the transit side of things, there's a lot of design work that needs to happen, and that's what the process that kicks off later this month will address. So that's the New Bern design. And that'll start with a very basic level of design, looking at where are the station areas and is the bus rapid transit, is it running on the center or on the side of the street? And through that process, that will evolve and get a lot more specific. Station areas dialed in to pretty much where they'll actually be, the number of stations as well. And then the alignment, where the buses actually run, will get finalized. So that process will take place this year, this fall, some additional design next year, looking at hoping to start construction on the New Bern corridor in 2021 and hope to begin operations in 2023, which probably to some listeners sounds like it's a long way away. I know for our transit planners, it feels really, really close. And they're working hard to get that in place as soon as possible. And I would go ahead and mention, I've been talking a lot about New Bern, but the other corridors are really close behind. New Bern happened to be the one picked to go first because it had fewer technical obstacles in terms of where the buses and the infrastructure can go, a little bit simpler there. The other corridors, in some cases, have some different alignment possibilities to be worked out and maybe a little bit more infrastructure in a few places. But they're on a pretty similar track. And so this time next year, we'll be having the same conversation about the western corridor up to Cary, the southern one down towards Garner, and then northern along Capitol or near Capitol.
Will those all go simultaneously, or will they like start on a rolling construction?
I don't know if they would be simultaneous, but I know they would be fairly close to each other in terms of the timeline.
Okay. So where can the public go to keep up with all of this BRT stuff?
Right. So I mentioned the meetings. We know that meetings are hard to get to for a lot of folks. You might be working second shift, or you've got some childcare responsibilities, or some people just are meeting people, and that's fine.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily the way we know that everybody wants to spend a free evening that they might have. So we want to make sure that it's easy and simple to figure out how to get information online and participate online. So we do have some web pages that are dedicated specifically to bus rapid transit.
Okay.
If you go to the city's website and just type in BRT, you'll get there, or the whole address, raleighnc.gov/BRT. So once you get to that page, it's got information about BRT as a whole. Also has links to more specific pages for the New Bern design project and for the equitable development around transit land use planning exercise.
Great. Is there anything else you want people to know that we haven't covered?
I just will hope that people are excited about the possibilities. I know that this is a new form of transit for Raleigh, and there's some good examples that you can go out there and take a look at and try to get a sense of if you haven't ridden bus rapid transit before. That'll at least give you a better sense of what it feels like. I think people are going to be surprised by how transformative it is in terms of the transit experience. Probably there's some listeners who were disappointed that light rail didn't move forward. Well, I think that if you do BRT right, and I think we're going to do BRT right, then it can be really similar to that light rail experience where it feels like you're just bypassing the traffic and getting there in a quick and very high quality way. The second thing I would mention is, and this is a lot of the focus of the equitable development around transit conversation, is this an opportunity for Raleigh? We have a couple of big picture issues that are out there, one of which is over time historically, Raleigh has grown out pretty rapidly, much more than the population increase. And this is an opportunity. We've grown around the car, essentially. This is an opportunity to think about that. We've got this transit investment, opportunity to think about, well, to what extent in the future do we want to grow around transit? And we want to get some input on that. And there's a lot of potential benefits in terms of sustainability, in terms of opportunity and access to jobs for transit riders. So I want to think about how to maximize this investment. And the second big issue out there is housing affordability. We know community-wide that's a challenge, especially in some of these corridors. It's something that we already hear a lot about. Don't necessarily think that the BRT per se is going to add to that significantly. I would say it's more of an opportunity. Obviously, transit can connect people with jobs, educational resources, so it's a benefit in terms of those perspectives. But also, I would say this is a great opportunity to have a conversation about housing affordability that we haven't had at this community-wide level in a while. So we definitely want to explore that question. We want to hear from people about challenges they may be having about housing affordability. How much of an issue is it for them? And then we want to explore some solutions and tools. And the city already does a lot to address this, but I think we want to continue to explore all the means possible to address this challenge for the community. So I would say this process of not just installing bus rapid transit, but planning around it provides a lot of opportunities for the city of Raleigh.
All right. Well, I know a lot of people are excited, so hopefully they'll stop by the meetings. Thank you, Jason, for giving us an update on what's going on. I'm going to be linking to some of this info that we talked about, and you can find that on our website at inboundraleigh.com. If you're excited for BRT, please share your thoughts with us. You can do that at email. That's inboundraleigh@gmail.com, and I might read your message on our next show. You can also find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Thanks again, and we'll catch you next time. Denn ich bin der Boss. Fang ich an zu weinen.
denn ich bin der Boss. Und ich wackel mit den Beinen, denn ich bin der Boss. Fang ich an zu